Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's June 12, 2023. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and tonight we are doing practice sessions for the Hollow Reed and Custom Invocations. So I appreciate y'all wanting to learn how to do these better. These are awesome invocations, and it's good to be able to do them well. So what we're going to do tonight is we'll have the usual beginning. We're going to call the directions, call the allies, set a sacred container, call in embodied awakening, and then we'll get into the invocations. And I'm going to take a quick second to light the candle on the mesa. Hang on a second.
I'll take a second longer. There we go. All right.
Okay, I want to also welcome all the folks I see here in the screen. Let me see if I can move my camera a little bit. Okay. Welcome and thank you for being here live to Bree, Carmen, Kat and Jim, Eric, Jeannie, Jesse, Kathy, Kim. Kim, you look new. I'm glad you're here. Welcome if you haven't been here on a live call before. Laura, Marilyn, Michelle, Marcy, Nikki, Nicole, Patricia, and Stephanie. So I'll make sure to give thorough explanation for everything after I yawn. And when I yawn, it's usually not because I'm tired. It's because it's a way of moving energy. It's a shaman thing. All right. So as I open this up, I make the usual request, which is to please give us your undivided attention. We do this not only for your sake, because you'll get more out of it, but because by being part of this field, you're contributing to the overall energy of the field. And if you're just focusing raw only on what we're doing, as if you were right here in the room with me, then you give everyone else a better energetic experience too. And this is my request, even if you're on the recording, because in the Akashic Records, beyond time and space, the energy of this event is held, and you contribute to the energy even from the recording. So please do be fully present with us. This event usually takes about an hour. So not a massive time commitment, hopefully. If you have to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and they'll happily do that. You can always come back and check it back later in the archive. All right, so as I set up our container, my request is that you relax. Just become aware of how your physical body feels right now, just overall, just the general vibe of it. And if you have awareness of your energy field, the subtle energy in and around you, chi, prana, whatever you want to call it, just notice that too. And feel all that together, the physical and the energy bodies all there together, just the best you can. Okay, that's your baseline. So now that you've kind of noticed how that feels, we may check later how it feels. A bit later in the call. All right. So as I set us up, the allies, the directions, etc., I request that you just stay really passive. If you feel energy moving, just feel that. Make that your sole focus. If you cannot feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Passive either way, just kind of feeling what's happening. Achamama Mamakiya Wirakocham Inti Kriti. I am that I am. Yeah, I'm going to set myself up for myself. I call it my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibration awareness. Thank you, allies. Higher self, please take over and He's embodied Benjamin as completely as serves highest good. Thank you. All right, for all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Amma, the hugging saint. By the way, all the beings I call are of high vibration and benevolent intent. So even if you don't recognize them, you can trust them. I call Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in Service to the Infinite Creator. Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Feeling good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us in this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. If anyone who's hearing me live or on the recording would like to call in any additional allies, as long as they're of high vibration and benevolent intent, they're welcome. Bring them on in. Thank you very much. Feeling even better. All right, so everyone take a moment and feel your body again. See if it feels any different now that we've created our field. Alrighty. So now that you've felt your body and tune into your energy field also, if you haven't already, if you have that awareness. Okay, now that you've felt your baseline, we're going to do the embodied awakening invocation. This is where you invite your higher self to merge with you in your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. No overwhelm will happen. You'll get just as much as you're ready for. Kind of like your body's a car, your ego moves to the passenger seat, your higher self drives. And it's pretty awesome when that happens. The benefits include there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to think so much, you just know what to do through intuition a lot more. And there's this full body euphoria. So if you'd like to try that on, I'll also reassure your ego that this process is reversible. If for any reason you don't like it, you just get yourself back in the driver's seat. Your higher self will step out instantly with no fuss, and you'll go right back to the way you were before you did this. So it's totally zero risk, reversible. Just about everyone who tries it really likes it, but I just wanted to reassure any part of you that has trepidation. So if you want to do it with me, let's go ahead and do it. So once again, one last time, just feel your body and your energy field. Get your baseline again. All you're going to do is say 8 words to your higher self, out loud if you can, silently if you must. So let's say them now. Maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go, please, and just become really, really passive. The energy is coming to you on its own, so your passivity is what makes for the most effective embodied awakening process. As the energy comes in, please don't use effort or willpower. Don't try to make anything happen. Don't stop anything from happening. Don't deliberately visualize or imagine anything, just passive, let it soak in. It's like you're a sponge and it's water just soaking on in all by itself. If you get distracted, you'll notice that at some point, gently come back to feeling the energy. If you cannot feel that, just feel breath. And try to use the absolute least effort needed to feel what's happening. It might even be no effort at all. So just barely enough effort to feel it. And if zero gets it done, that's great. Yeah, empathically, I'm feeling a lot of us coming into embodied awakening now. We're already there. So we'll just leave a moment for everyone to top off the tank, so to speak. Sometimes you get all the way to embodied awakening. Some get partially there. And even a partial movement into embodied awakening is fantastic. However much you can move the needle, it's great. But again, if you really go completely passive, just truly let go, then it's quite possible you'll get a full-on embodied awakening. And how would you even know that? Well, if you can say yes to all this, you're there. The question that would get the yes answer would be, is all the following true? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If that's true, you're there. A lot of us are there based on what I'm feeling. Now, even if you're in embodied awakening, it always gets better than this. And as your awakening deepens, embodied awakening just gets more and more and more sweet over time in ways that we can't even verbalize, but you'll know it when it happens. And I'm not sure there's an end point. Always assume that there's an even sweeter embodied awakening around the corner from the one you're at, which opens as soon as you're ready. Alrighty. So now that we're here, let's do some invocations. So what we're not going to practice tonight, I mean, we've already done the embodied awakening invocations, so that's just about always done in our processes. We're not going to practice the healing invocation tonight. We alternate months focusing on its variations, but tonight it's hollow reed and custom. So let me explain what a hollow reed invocation is. That's where you become a hollow reed or a pipeline or whatever metaphor you want to use, and you ask for divine energy to flow through you for others. So let me start by demonstrating. So I will act as a hollow reed for everybody else. So if you are willing to receive energy from me, and this will work even if you're on the recording. So I'll also be demonstrating how you can send to more than one person at a time. So if you're willing to receive highest good from me right now, I'll just do that. So allies, please flow the energy through me for the highest good of everybody on this call, whether they're live or on the recording. Starting now, thank you. Here it comes. Okay, there it goes. All right, so my hands are palms down on my legs. I'm not doing any body posture at all. My ego is completely passive except for my narration. And what I'm feeling is energy coming in my crown, going out my chakras. And the way this works is because I'm sending to multiple people, there's a unique beam of energy going to each one of you. And each one specifically customized for each person. Now, is my ego aware of all this? No. I have a general sense of it happening, but my higher self is handling all the details. It's hooked up to everyone else's higher selves. And my higher self is negotiating with all those other higher selves in real time what the other person needs. And because Benjamin stays passive, it doesn't try to control the whole thing. That way, as the flow continues, the energy can modulate and shift and change in real time according to what that person is experiencing during the process. So I'll flow for a moment longer. It's still coming. And you might be feeling something possibly. Just relax and be open. Yeah, they're saying that's good. All right, allies, please terminate this particular energy flow. Thank you. All right, so would love some quick feedback if anyone felt anything on the live callers, obviously. If you felt anything, let me know by unmuting and speaking or by typing in the chat. We'll leave just a moment for that feedback. Just curious if anyone on the live call felt that energy flow. Jesse says, good vibes. Anjali says, calm flow, nothing big, shaking. All right, so two people are confirming they felt it. And Bree says, I felt coolness come into me. Nicole says, I felt a very light beam to my third eye area. Okay, great. Nikki says, good stuff. Jeannie says, definitely felt that. Thank you. Okay, good. Thank you all very much. So just wanted to confirm that, you know, people were feeling that. I love confirmation. Can't get enough of it. And Vivian said, yes, hi. Steadying flow. Good. All right. So that seems to have worked. And again, that was my higher self taking care of that. Benjamin was just the pipeline. So let me have y'all try it. So each of you is now going to be the hollow reed. And you can send it to whoever you want. So I'd like you to pick a recipient. Usually it's a human. And it's easiest, if you're not deeply experienced with this, to send it to someone you love or like. You can pick whoever you want, but I recommend a person you have a good relationship with. Kathy also jumped in and said, yes, very nice. Thanks, Kathy. Well, we got other feed. Michelle said, thumbs vibrating and then up to heart. Sorry, I missed you earlier there, Michelle. Okay, excellent. All right, so pick a person. I guess it could be an animal, but you know, whatever you want to choose. So hopefully you've chosen your recipient now. So with this or any other energetic process, it's optimal to be in embodied awakening. Not required, but it just works better. Embodied awakening is always good for this sort of thing. So just notice before you start how you feel. So I definitely want you to compare how you feel before and after you flow. So take a moment just to get your baseline. Physical and energy bodies. Don't use words, just feel. Kind of take a somatic snapshot, so to speak. All right, so now that you've chosen, all we're going to send is highest good energy. That covers all the bases. So now, I'm going to have you repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. That was, again, silently if you must. So repeat after me, starting now, if you wish. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve. Name of persons, whoever you chose, highest good. Starting now, thank you. Let the words go and now become completely passive. Chill out. Again, no physical gesture is required. Just relax. And because you asked, your higher self is flowing energy in the top of your head, and it will take itself out the front of your body through one or more chakras, depending on what that person needs. And I think a lot of y'all are feeling it now based on what I'm feeling. And then you just relax. You just stay passive. If you feel energy coming through you, just let that be what you rest awareness on. Absolutely passive. Otherwise, to be explicit, no sending from the ego, no concentrating, no visualizing, no active anything. You're just passive. You're just feeling your higher self taking care of everything. Now, if you cannot feel that energy passing through you, that's okay. It still works. Just feel your breath come and go in that case. That's always the fallback if you can't feel the other specific thing I first mentioned. And just relax. And as this flows, I'll mention the different ways this can be experienced. The first is, I can't feel a thing. So then you just feel breath. The next level would be, yes, I do feel energy coming in my crown or out the front of my body. If that's all you feel, that's awesome. Wonderful if you feel that. A third possibility is, not only do I feel that, I actually can feel the energy beam flowing out to the recipient, and I can feel the whole range of the beams travel. The next level beyond that is, I can actually share the experience of the recipient, and I'm actually feeling them receiving the energy, along with everything else. And beyond that even is, oh my God, I have merged with the recipient and we are so blended, I can't tell us apart. And rather than a sense of an I to thou sending, there's just a sense of blending. So all of these are possible in a hollow reed sending. So whatever you're experiencing, just rest with it. When the next level shows up, it'll happen automatically. You'll just notice, oh, that's happening now. Who knew? So again, you don't try to make any of these other levels happen. You just rest. You just let it run itself. And the reason you only ask for highest good, I go into this in a whole chapter of my book on the Hollow Reed Invocation, but that's totally safe. Your higher self knows what they need way better than your ego does. So you just leave it to your higher self to give them exactly what they need. That way you can always be sure that their highest good is always being fully met by your flow. And also that you're not asking for something that doesn't actually serve them, even though you thought it did. So it defers to the far greater wisdom of the higher self. We'll flow for just a moment longer. See how you're feeling it. Which of those variations I described as your actual experience? Is it nothing? Is it just, I feel it coming through me? I feel the beam going to the recipient, or I feel the recipient's experience, or I'm blended with the recipient. Just whatever it is, just relax into it. Okay, and now say to yourself, please stop the energy flow to the recipient. Good. Now, once again, feel your energy, feel how your body feels and your energy field feels. And compare this to how it felt when you started. Do you feel better? Do you feel worse? Do you feel depleted? Do you feel filled with new energy? What's your experience? In fact, I'd love to get some feedback on that right now. So please unmute or type. Please let me know how you feel compared to when you started the energy flow to that recipient. I would love to get your feedback. Just jump right in. Jesse says, big tingling in my hands, feels peaceful. Yay. Kathy says, I feel better, not depleted. I feel more energy. Anjali, mellowed out, the energy feels subtly deep and has me a bit drowsy. Any other feedback? Michelle says, swimming in calm. Cool. Nikki says, continued neat stuff. Mystical Marcy says, I feel like I am in a trance. Marilyn says, I feel very peaceful. All right. Nicole says, in general, I feel slightly more open and expanded, but there's also a slight amount of panic starting in my solar plexus. Okay. That's unusual. Nicole, I'm curious if you sent to a friend or did you send to someone you're having a challenge with? Please type that in, whether you were sending to someone you love or like or someone who you're having a challenge with. Vivian says, just coming back from blending, settling with a partner. And Nicole, love/like, thank you. Okay. Yeah, the challenge you had with your solar plexus is unusual, but that also has to relate to your current life status. So that's an unusual effect, but I understand why that's happening. Okay, thank you all for the feedback. So now let me riff on that a little bit. This is all from that chapter in my book, but it's worth sharing here. You may not have read it or you might not have remembered it. So a lot of people do this kind of flow as prayer with specific ego intention. They say, I pray for this particular outcome, and that's just how it is. And those kind of prayers, when you are wanting a specific thing to happen, even with the best of intentions, are often done with your personal energy, which is what I do not recommend. Because if you send your personal vitality out, it will deplete you. And people who pray or send flow on that energy tend to get very tired and exhausted. So when you just ask your higher self to do it for you, it just comes through you in your hollow reed. It takes none of your personal energy. And most of you reported that you felt better. Okay. So that's why I always recommend have your higher self do it, because it has an infinite supply of energy. It's plugged into source. There's no end to that energy. So you could do that all day, theoretically, and actually feel better. So that's how to do it without feeling depleted. Also, this other thing happens when you flow highest good energy to a person, that's selfless service. And anyone who does selfless service is rewarded on the spot. So there's actually two things happening. Not only are you being the conduit for the energy, but another beam of energy comes right down into your head and gives you the energy you need for highest good. So at the same time as you're being the conduit for the other person's energy, you're getting your own conduit for your own highest good from higher up. So theoretically, you could actually end up more vital and more energized and more pumped up at the end of an energy flow like that than when you started. So that's very cool. I love the Holoradio invocation. All right, so that's kind of how it works. Anyone else have any other feedback or questions on that? We're going to do a variation, but I want to make sure that everyone's clear and there's no outstanding questions. Anybody got anything? You can unmute and speak live, or you can type in the chat, whatever feels best. Okay. Vivian says, I experienced my heart chakra continuing to open. That's fabulous. Okay. All right. So I'm going to describe a possibility. We're not going to do it tonight. But if you have a person you're having a challenge with, I talk in the book about how I don't use the word enemy anymore. When a person challenges me, my term is an adversarial ally, because that person's challenge to me shows me where I need healing or where I need to strengthen myself spiritually. And the challenge they bring kind of puts me in gear to take my awakening to the next level by healing or strengthening. So these people are catalysts. It's rarely pleasant, but it's always helpful if you use it well. And you can actually flow to those people. And I'm not going to do that tonight because it does tend to bring up challenging stuff and leads to healing rounds. And that's not really why we're here tonight. But just know that if you are in challenge with someone, if you're willing to flow highest good energy to them, it can really help resolve the challenging energy of the dynamic. It may or may not change their behavior. That's not why you're doing it. But because you're willing to flow highest good to them, it can help the situation in unanticipated ways, as long as you're not attached to a particular outcome. But what it will do is it will often stir up in you the wounded areas that you have around that person. And you may feel your own stuff getting stirred up as you flow to an adversarial ally. And then, just let it run its course. And then after it's done, if you still feel stuff stirred up, then you can call the healing invocation and clean up whatever's got stirred up. So that is a variation that you can use when you're ready. But what I actually want to do tonight, Nicole typed, I noticed you vary the wording and the order of the phrases somewhat from session to session. That is correct. And I didn't do that on purpose, but it demonstrates there's no one sacred sequence of words that will only work. As long as you get the meaning across, there's infinite variations that will get the same invocation done. So don't get attached to a specific word order. Yes, I do describe this is the wording I recommend. But once you get comfortable, you are free to spin off variations and just play and experiment with different wordings if you like, and just say, okay, does that wording make it happen? Always reality check your wording on the actual experience you're having. So feel free to play, experiment, mess around. You got your whole lifetime to play with these things. And I encourage a playful experimental attitude while still staying safe and making sure you're still, in a proper state of, respect and reverence to the energies you're working with. Okay, so I want you to send to more than one person now. It could be like your whole family. Just to give you a sense, when I do this in my morning Mesa sitting, I start with one person, and then I send to my partner Spirit Song's family, and that's a simultaneous send to maybe 14 people. Then I send to my family, and that's maybe, I'm just guessing, 8 or 9 people, plus my extended family, that's probably a good 20, 25. And then I send to my group of friends, which is several dozen. Later on, I send to Ukraine and their loyal citizens and everyone supporting them in their defense against Russia. That's a lot of people. And I send to the Great Global Awakening and all the light workers supporting. And of course, that's billions of people. And my final run is all beings everywhere. And that's virtually an infinite number of beings. Who knows how many gazillions of beings that is. So I kind of work up starting with one, and I end up sending to just an unfathomable number. And my higher self can do all that. Now, Benjamin, he wouldn't have a chance to do that from his ego, but higher self, I mean, it's got lots it can do. So just those are examples of what I do with the Hollerithian invocation when I do my sitting. So I invite you to just choose two or more people you want to send to. I'll give you a minute to decide how many. But at least two. Okay, hopefully you've chosen your recipients. So when I lead you through this, I'm just going to say fill in the blank at that point, and then you just name the people. And you don't have to name each individual person. You can just say whatever words describe the group you're sending to. So first, once again, feel your body and your energy. Just kind of somatic snapshot. How am I feeling right now? What I mean is, how are you feeling right now? Okay. So here we go. Repeat after me if you wish. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of, fill in the blank, those two or more people you're sending to. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. Now relax, and once again, you're passive at the human level, but you can feel it. Notice the energy coming in your crown, going out the front of your body, and just let it roll. Your absolute passivity is always the best strategy. So if you can't feel the energy at all, just feel your breath come and go. If you can feel the energy, just feel it. And if any of those things beyond that basic experience are happening that I earlier described, just experience whatever you're experiencing. And just passively allow the energy to come through you. And we'll let it flow for a moment. You don't require the permission of anyone you're sending to, as long as you're only sending highest good energy. No harm or karmic violation can occur when you do that. If for some reason it serves that person's highest good to receive no energy from you, then in that case, no energy will flow from your invocation. But it's all good. Oh, I'm getting some nice altered state action happening here. Y'all are doing a great job. We'll let it all flow a moment longer. And by the way, the more skillful you get at this, the quicker it runs. As I say in the book, if when you first started, it took like 5 minutes to flow energy to a recipient, later when you've gotten really good at it, that same amount of energy could be flown or flowed in like 5 seconds. So since there's no limit to how awakened you can become, there's no limit to how rapid and efficient these flows can become over time. So it's not the duration of the flow, it's the volume of the pipe. Okay, that's enough. So say to your higher self, please stop this energy flow, please. And once again, take stock. How do you feel compared to when you started that flow to two or more people or beings? Feel the difference. And once again, would love feedback on that. Feel free to unmute. I don't think anyone has talked yet. Would love to hear a voice if you're willing. Otherwise, feel free to type. Nicole says, my crown and third eye feel more open. Fabulous. Nikki says, grateful to be a part. Nice. Thank you, Nikki. Mystical Marcy says, my body became overheated. Ooh, okay. So I let me know if it was actually overwhelming. That's not supposed to happen in these processes. Bree says, I feel expansive. Laura says, I felt really good. Lots of energy through my hands. I feel like I ended too soon. How do you know when enough is enough? Great question. Well, if you are not on any kind of deadline, you can just let it flow until it naturally stops. And when that person has received the amount that serves highest good, the energy will naturally peter off and stop. Or you can stop it whenever you wish, like we did. Stephanie says, my heart feels expanded. Vivian says, I'm expanded too. Grateful. Okay, cool. So, yeah, my experience is when I send to more and more people, the energy effect for me is stronger. Ms. Lamarche is not overwhelmed, just became very warm. Thanks for clarifying that. I do tend to take things a little literally sometimes, so thanks for clarifying that. Bree says, does the person know the source? I've had people call me right after sending them energy. Well, depends how intuitive they are and how what their own downloads are. Yeah, some people are so sensitive they can feel it happening. A really sensitive person might even know what you're doing. That's fine. Yeah, so most people I suspect would not know. But again, a sensitive person might be able to tell. And if a person has a special connection with you. I see Cass and Jim have unmuted. Please speak.
Yeah, so real positive energy flowing. And most of it through all of this has been coming from the heart chakra. But this last one with multiple people, it sort of came from the throat chakra, the heart, and then the solar plexus also. So kind of multiple, nice. Multiple places where it went out.
Nice. Well, good sensitivity there, Jim. Well done. Yeah, I mean, there can be good energy from all the chakras. So just relax and let the higher self determine which chakras that the energy is coming through. More written feedback. Michelle says, very nice, went deep within. Marcy says, oh, she already said that. Either I'm missing things or the chat is plugging things in between other things. So I'm sorry if I've been missing things here. Okay, good. So that's enough hollow read stuff. That hopefully gives you a sense for that. Just a moment. Give me a second here. Okay, let's do some custom invocations. So, the cool thing is, you can also call in for yourself any energy you want. It's all on tap at higher levels. So what I'd like you to do now is just figure out what energy do I want more of right now? Of all the energies I could max out in this moment, which one do I most desire? And to be clear, we're talking about shifts of internal states. We're not talking about law of attraction manifestation. You're not going to call for a new Rolls Royce to show up in your driveway or anything. Just you want, what is the internal state shift that I most want right now? Examples would be, I want maximum vitality. I want maximum love. I want maximum serenity. Whatever you're up to. Maximum creativity, whatever you want more of. So just pick your flavor. Please pick just one flavor to keep it simple. I'll give you a moment to decide. All right, hopefully you've picked a flavor of energy. So for starters, let's see how much you got right now. So on a 0 to 10 scale, 10 being I am already totally maxed out, and 0 being I don't have even a trace of that I'm aware of, rate your amount of that energy you're about to call in 0 to 10 right now. Whole numbers should be enough. Okay. So now that you know how much you've got, we're going to call it in. And we're going to keep it real simple. It'll be maximum, fill in the blank that serves highest good, please, and fill in the blank. You'll name the flavor of energy you're calling in. So here we go. Please repeat after me. Maximum, fill in the blank that serves highest good, please. Let the words go and relax. It's already coming into your crown. Your job is to relax and let it in. The more passive you are, the better it works. This is really pretty much the same as an embodied awakening invocation, except rather than the higher self coming in, the particular flavor of energy you called is coming in. So relax. So what I called in is making my body vibrate. What happens is if there's any resistance to the incoming energy, that can manifest as, you know, things like the body shaking or vibrating. In extreme cases, you might cry or make sound, go into kind of a healing process. That will happen if there's heavy energy significantly in the way of the energy you're calling in, and you have to flush out what's blocking the access to which you called. That can happen sometimes. Or it might be that you just you have an open, clear space and you just feel that nice energy just filling you up. So I'm definitely feeling what I called in very strongly. So just relax and let it saturate you. As always, your ego passivity is the most helpful strategy. Once again, that means you're not using effort or willpower. You're not visualizing or imagining. You're not making anything happen. You're not resisting anything that's happening during the process. You're just relaxed and letting it happen. The more passive your ego stays, the more your higher self can totally do what you asked. Because if your ego jumps in and tries to help in any of those ways I just described, you invoke the law of free will, which requires your higher self to either stop doing it or do less. Your absolute passivity gives your higher self complete freedom to totally work its magic. And I have yet to meet a human who can do this kind of stuff a fraction as well as their higher self can do it for them. So I'm all for delegating to the higher self what it does better than your human self. And it's delighted to do it. It's really glad you asked every time. I'm feeling very different now. Just relax and let this energy come in. I kind of compare it to filling up a gas tank. When the tank is full, it'll stop. So once you are saturated, the energy will naturally peter off. If you get all full, that's great. If you get partially full, then your higher self did the best it could. And again, the more you do it, the more you expand your capacity for holding that sort of energy. And of course, the more deeply you awaken, the more and more of these sorts of energies you can typically hold. I feel like that's pretty good right there. So just check on the 0 to 10 now of that energy you called in. What number is it now? Again, 0 being none, 10 being maxed out. As much as you can imagine ever being there. And how does this number compare to the number you started with? All right, feedback time. Please unmute and speak or type in the chat. Let me know. Give me at least the starting and ending number. And if you're willing to say the kind of energy you call, that'd be great to know too. Whatever you're comfortable sharing. Bree says, called in serenity and I am max. Started like a 6. So good, 6 to 10. Fabulous. Marcy went from a 4 to a 9 for more serenity. Anjali, 3 to 7 for healing, reset of digestive health. Nicole from 7 to 8 on safety. Good. Even a marginal uptick is good. We'll take whatever we can get. Vivian, I got a visualization of bubbling energy at the top of the gauge, 2 to 9.5. Woohoo! It's fabulous. So I'm glad that no one's number has gone down. Marilyn went from 6 to max for healing. Good. Yeah, healing is not something I would normally call on a custom invocation. Healing has its own invocation and variations. So a custom is typically something you want more of that is a obviously pleasant thing, typically. I mean, I guess a mask could call in pain, but I wouldn't recommend it. All right, thanks for the feedback. Let's do one more of those. See, Bree says, if we wanted to use to help towards manifestation, what energy we should just call in? Again, I cover that in my book. If y'all don't have it, it's Instant Divine Assistance by Benjamin Bernstein on Amazon. Get the ebook or the physical book. By the way, I just finished the editing on the audiobook, and with any luck, that'll be available by the end of June. I'll certainly let y'all know when that's out. Again, manifestation is, I assume you're talking about physical stuff, and which these invocations don't really specialize in. However, as I say in the book, these invocations can be helpful to clear the blockages to manifestation or optimize your energy for manifestation. So again, law of attraction is its own separate thing. I've got posts on my site about that. In fact, the astrology forecast I'm about to post tomorrow probably has a bunch of links to my law of attraction posts. So I can give you simple ideas on that in a book I recommend. But I'm tangenting around your question. Let me get right to it. The invocations I recommend that assist in manifestation is to say something like a healing type invocation, spirit that I am, please clear all obstacles within me that are interfering with my manifestation process. And then you relax, and a healing invocation process would take, stir up and flush out what's in the way. You could also, on the more positive side, say, I now call in those energies that support and optimize my ability to use law of attraction and manifest what I want. And then you can relax and the energy would come in for that. So those are the ways in which the invocations can support law of attraction work. But again, invocation and law of attraction are really a little bit different and each does its own thing. Invocations are much more about internal energetic shift. Law of attraction is usually about external physical manifestation. So Bree says, that's perfect. Thank you, Benjamin. Cool. All right. Any other feedback or questions? All right, let's do one more practice round on that, and then we'll wrap it up for tonight. So pick some other energy that you want to call in. I'll give you a moment to decide what that is. All right, hopefully you've chosen the second flavor of energy you want. So as always, it's good to check your baseline before and after. So 0 to 10, how much of that energy do you currently possess? 0 to 10, how strong is it right now? Pick your number. And now we'll call it in. Here we go. Maximum, fill in the blank, name the energy that serves highest good, please. Release the words and get passive. Once again, just let the energy flow in. As before, please be absolutely passive. Your absolute passivity leaves the most space for your higher self to give you what you asked for. It will not overwhelm you. You don't have to filter it or control it. You can open completely to the incoming energy, and you will be safe. We'll let it float just a moment longer. Again, on your own, you can let it run as long as it wants to until it naturally finishes up. Just a moment longer in case you still have some coming in. And now, if it's not already stopped, just say, thank you, that's enough for now, or something like that. And once again, 0 to 10, how strong is it? Whatever you called. So once again, let's have some feedback on that. You can unmute and speak. You can type in the chat. Nicole says, is there any reason we can't call in the energetic counterpart of the physical or life thing that we want, such as wealth? Sure, go ahead. That's kind of what I was getting at with the other invocations I was talking about. Maximum, you know, fill me with those energies that will best support the physical thing I'm calling in. Kind of this, it's a similar thing. So yeah, I don't see any problem with that, Nicole. Bree says, I called in love, big yawns that time. Hope that doesn't mean you were bored. Vivian says, still filling up, 4 onwards. Nicole says, I got it, tried it, 3 to 4 on wealth. Good. Again, wealth is kind of tricky. You can call in, you know, you can say, please optimize my energy field for openness and manifestation of wealth, but you obviously can't fill with wealth literally as an energy. So I just wanted to make that that clarification there. 5 to 8 for peace. Well done, Laura. Also, see, Bree says, I'm going to put Get Passive on a shirt. Good. You might have to explain yourself to people, but good conversation starter. Also, as I say often in my astrology forecast, wealth, what is your wealth? For some people, that means money. For some people, that means I have control of my time. It means wealth is basically anything of value to you, whether it's tangible or intangible. So just calling in wealth generally, it might be even better to name the specific wealth that you really want. And there could be more than one version of that wealth. So having specificity of the actual wealth desired might be even more helpful. Nicole says, there's definitely an energetic component to wealth, though it feels like a rich molten gold. Fabulous. You just taught me something, Nicole. Thank you. Nikki says, holding my kitten, giving him energy. He exploded jumping out, evidently not done well. Well, not necessarily, Nikki. Your kitty may just have so much great energy. He's just super energized by it. So, no, you may have succeeded greatly in charging up your kitty. So, you know, as long as he's not totally spazzing out, he might be great. Stephanie says, Grace, my spine nervous system is awake. Yay. Jim, hi.
Yeah, so a question, actually. I worked on vitality, and it went up quite a bit, 3 to 8. Good. Can you leave it open so that as you run out of vitality through the day, you kind of keep it coming in?
Oh, I never thought about an open-ended custom invocation. You can try it, see what happens.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Let me feel into that a minute. I'm getting a download on that just a minute. Here's the deal, though. You want to, I'm actually not going to recommend that.
Okay.
Because if you open an input like that and then you don't pay attention to it, there's a chance that you could get exploited by some malevolent being.
Yeah.
Start messing with you and pour the energies you don't want down the pipeline. So yeah. I'm, because of that, I'd never even thought about that before, but, you know, having had experience with that sort of thing, I would say, no, just do, call it what you want, keep your total focus on it, and then just wrap up the custom invocation download when you're done, would be okay. My recommended. I mean, you could try it the other way, but to me, it feels a little risky.
Yeah, I appreciate the caution you presented.
Okay. Great question. Laura says, so for something like weight loss, would you do it once a day after each meal? I guess you could do it all you want. I need to do that myself, actually. Again, weight loss is, again, more of a law of attraction thing. You're calling for a physical change. So weight loss technically is not a ideal custom invocation topic. But again, most of us, our weight loss has to do with unhealed psychological wounds and traumas. We're often gaining weight for psychological reasons more than purely physical ones. You could certainly say whatever psychological challenges need to be resolved for this weight loss to occur, let that healing occur. But really, that turns into more of a healing invocation. But anyhow. I guess you could keep it simple and say optimal. I call in whatever energies will best support my weight loss. Thank you. And just let whatever shifts need to happen, whether that's release of heavy energies, whether that's the bringing in of, you know, bright, good energies that somehow help, something like that. Nicole says, I wonder if that's what caused the difficulties I've been having because I have not been closing down the pipeline when I'm done. It's possible. Again, here's the deal. On a custom invocation, I would definitely, you know, close the channel after each download. Now, let me read for Vivian, and then I'll go on with what I was saying. I worked on weight loss and lost about 3 pounds so far. Also feel very uncomfortable if I eat at night. My body warns me. Yeah, the wisdom I keep hearing is you should stop eating like 3 hours before you go to bed. That seems to be a good idea. And the whole intermittent fasting idea, you know, leaving at least 12 hours from when you eat at night to when you eat again in the morning. More is better if you can do it. You know, 14 or 16 hours is apparently even better. It's really good for body health, for brain health, and all kinds of great stuff. Bree says, I normally close by saying thank you. Is that enough? When you say thank you, you have the clear knowing that your thank you is asking them to shut down the flow. If that works, great. You know, I like to be more explicit saying, you know, please, you know, close the download now if it hasn't already shut itself down, is what I would do. Yeah. So again, see what your experience is. If your thank you closes the channel, then you're good. You know, if it works, it works. Now, one area where I don't shut down is when I call in all of my dozens of allies like I did today. I was closed by saying, go if you must, stay if you will. And when I'm on my own, I say, and please help me to know you as myself. So I'm, for years, my practice has been, when I call an ally, I want them with me constantly 24/7. I don't want them ever to leave. So my goal is to be able to hold energy with as many divine allies as I can all the time, because I want to be as awakened as possible all the time. This differs from when people do like magic rituals, where you call in beings, you know, for a particular function to do a certain ritual, get a certain thing accomplished. And then when you're done, you dismiss them again, which is appropriate with that kind of work, where if the being's only function is to make something happen, then you don't want them around after that. But the beings I'm calling, which are all of high vibration and benevolent intent, I figure the more the merrier all the time. And that strategy has worked well for me. You, of course, should do what feels best to you. Okay, so we actually ran a little past the hour. So I'm now going to shut down the mesa and then see if there's any final questions after that. So let's wrap it up. After I yawn. Oh, I can do better than that. Hang on. Mama Kia, we're a coach in tea. Thank you, allies, for your beautiful support for our practice session tonight. So grateful to you all. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. I do ask that you remain with anyone who's been part of this, live or on the recording, for as long as it serves that person's highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Thank you again. Whew. All righty. As a formal closing, if you need to bug off, that's fine. If anyone has any final questions or comments, we'll stay open just a bit longer. Nicole says you were going to address my question. If I didn't, Nicole, would you copy it in again? Because we've gone way down the chat a little bit. Stephanie says thank you. Thanks, Stephanie. See if I can scroll up and find Nicole's question again. Oh, she says, I wonder if that's what caused the difficulties I've been having because I haven't been closing down the pipeline when I'm done. Yeah, I think I said that is possible. But I can't say for certain if that was the cause of the challenges you're having. She says, thank you, Ida family, and good night. See you Wednesday. Nicole says, can't type fast enough. That's fine. If I answered your question, then we're good. Anybody else with any final questions or comments, verbal or typed? Carmen says, thank you all. Good night. Jesse says, thanks. Michelle says, blessings, sleep well. And thank all of y'all for showing up. Always so grateful that we got such good turnouts and people are getting good results. All right, that's starting to feel like a wrap. Vivian says, no, thank you very much. I guess no questions, comments. Cole says, thank you. Yeah, feels like we're wrapping it up. Okay, I think we're good. Thank you all very much. This has been wonderful. So glad to work with you all on this. We got two more events on Wednesday and Thursday. Feel free to join us for those as well if you wish. And again, so grateful that you're in Awakening Plus. Thanks for being here and building the field and hopefully getting some good out of this. Good night, everybody.